This is Bro Steph with a thought for the day that I had. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. Listen to what they say. Bear with me while I get there. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise, For yet a little while, and he is coming, will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. And here was my thought after thinking about this. Have you noticed that when you pray about something, oftentimes the circumstances get worse before they get better? Have you noticed in your life that sometimes it seems like God just isn't present in times of trouble, that you, at times you feel like he's not listening, or you're by yourself, and then a trial can go on, or a circumstance can go on and on and on, and then right at the last minute, before you feel like you're going to be crushed, the Lord comes through and delivers a miracle or an answer or a solution to the problem or issue. I've noticed that pattern in my life. And in fact, I'm living through that right now. For almost 15 years, I've been dealing with a trial. And on top of the trial, another trial comes, another one, another one, another one. And at times I feel like I'm alone, that God isn't hearing me, or that I'm out in the deep end of the pool, treading water, and I feel like at times I'm going to go under, and I feel like God's watching me, but from a distance. I've experienced this repeatedly in my life, and the one thing that I can say with a certainty is that God always comes through. And the way I get through it in these kinds of situations is to think back over the last 40 years that I've walked with the Lord, and to remember how he has delivered me in times past. And that lets me know that if God's allowing me to tread water in the deep end of a pool, and he's not side by side with me, but he's standing off in the distance watching me, there's a good reason that he wants me treading water and learning how to swim through my tribulation, through my circumstances, and trust him all the way through to the other side where victory is. Sometimes we have to just walk through a trial, as difficult as it is, and trust God, whether we feel him or not, or whether we see him doing things or not. Faith is required when we don't see the hand of God moving and we feel alone. We have to lean on our faith that says he will never leave us nor forsake us. We're not in this thing alone. He's with us. We have to pray through it and trust him that at the right moment, he's going to deliver us. Well, that's your thought for the day. That's the stuff that's been swimming around in my mind as I learn to walk with God through my trials. And I wanted to share that with you. And I hope that it encourages you. Remember to read Hebrews chapter 10, Read the whole chapter. It's a great chapter to help you through trying and difficult times. Remember, visit our blog, brosteph.org, and I'll be coming out shortly with my new report for the month of August. I'll post it in our Facebook group, so keep your eyes open for it, and it will also be posted to my blog at brosteph.org. Join the conversation to Facebook, facebook.com/groups/brosteph. We have just a great group, smart people there, lots of interaction, lots of prophetic information posted, connecting the dots between the headlines and the Bible. Lots of that going on in the group. So come check us out. And I'd like to remind you to keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back for us real soon. And remember to live out your faith every day. Live out your faith, because there might be an unbeliever that's watching. And when you live out your faith, that living testimony could help lead somebody to the Lord. So keep looking up. And this is Bro Steph. Talk to you again real soon. Bye for now.